WGNB in New Braunfels. These are Reflections, our regular weekly backward glance, remembering earlier days in New Braunfels and Comal and surrounding counties. Today's special guest is Booby Byerly, and we're remembering earlier days in conversation about his growing up years, and we're going to talk a little bit more now about the weather. Now, how, of course, being on a ranch, weather is always important, isn't it? Rainfall and all of that.
That is correct.
How did you get involved in, I mean, how did you get interested in it and keeping records in the weather?
Well, I was approached by the Weather Bureau to give them reports on the rainfall,
mm-hmm.
which I did.
When was that?
That was back in about 57 or 58.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been...
But all through the years, you'd been interested in the weather
anyway.
But that was the official beginning of the thing.
Right, right.
And you say you just kept a record of the rainfall and reported it, or...?
Well, we had our instruments. Well, first we had the regular...
Rain gauge.
Mm-hmm. And then later on we got the automatic recorder gauge, which works with a clock,
mm-hmm.
and it is measured by the water weight.
Mm-hmm.
The vertical lines is the time, and your horizontal lines was your rainfall.
Mm-hmm.
As the bucket filled the weight, it pushed the needle up, and it tell you exactly what time it rained, what time it started, how much you got in an hour, and then it quit.
Isn't that fantastic? That was a real improvement over the old one.
Oh, yes, it was.
Yeah.
No, and I've been setting those. I had to change those charts about every 7 days,
mm-hmm.
unless when it rained. I'd have to change it right after the rainfall.
Mm-hmm.
And we got as much as a half an inch of rain. I have to report into the San Antonio station. I'm still doing that now.
Mm-hmm.
Trouble is here, since they put in the latest piece of equipment there,
mm-hmm.
it hasn't rained too much.
We haven't had much rain, have we?
No.
Have we, over the years that you've been watching that, have you noticed any particular cycles? We've heard people talk about a 7-year cycle or a 10-year cycle. Have you noticed, is there any rhyme or reason to the wet and dry years?
Well, yes, we've had this. Lately, we have not had that too much. Of course, here years ago, I remember them saying that sometimes it's dry for a couple of 2-3 years.
Mm-hmm.
But this year, so far, I've had 17.13 an inch of rain.
Which is below normal, isn't it?
Oh, yes. Our normal rainfall is 32 inches.
Mm.
And the lowest that I have gauged as long as I've had that check-in station was 18 inches. Now, I don't remember. I'd have to go back on my records to find what year that was. And the most was 46 mm-hmm. inches.
That was... what about the floods? Now, I know you've got some... You've watched that Guadalupe come on a rampage a number of times. When was the first? Do you have some information about that? The flooding?
Oh, yes. I do.
Mm-hmm. First, let me ask you, where exactly on the Guadalupe is your place?
Up at Spring Branch.
Right at Spring Branch.
At Spring Branch on the 311 Highway.
Mm-hmm.
Farm to Market Road, as they call it that.
Mm-hmm.
And the... back in... they did not have an official recorder till about 20s, mm-hmm. beginning of the 30s. That's when we had, they built a gauge house, the Geological Survey built a gauge house onto the old steel bridge, which is it is still standing there, but we have a new bridge.
Mm-hmm.
And they recorded the rainfall, the river flow, officially then.
Mm-hmm.
But before that, according to the records that my grandfather left in 1869, I think we had the highest that the river ever was. That was 53 feet. However, that was not official.
Mm-hmm.
And the next big rise was in 1900, 49. And then again in 1919, at 34. That is not official.
Mm-hmm.
But then after the gauge was put in there, on July the 3rd, 1932, we had a 42-foot rise. And then again in August the 3rd, 1978, it was 45.25. And then again here last year, July the 18th in 87, we had another 35-foot rise. However, in between those major rises, there was always some 25, maybe 30-foot mm-hmm. rises. Well, those are just the major rises.
Is there a special time of the year when this is more prone? I noticed a lot of those were in August and July.
August and July are usually our high water month.
We always think of August as being kind of a droughty type month, but there it is.
Not always.
No.
After they had this the gauge put in, I think that Emil Jonas, he was the first one to take care of it, measure the rainfall, and also it's been a water sample taken every day of the river
mm-hmm.
to determine how much silt goes down the river. And then after Emil Jonas, I think he moved out, and my brother taking it for a number of years. Then he moved out in 52, then I taking that over too.
Mm-hmm.
And I had that till 67, when I sold out over at the ranch, and to where I live now, it is a little too much of a distance to mm-hmm. go over there. And Charlie Widener is in charge of that now.
Mm-hmm.
He's doing that for it now. I just have the rainfall.
Mm-hmm. And you, this is something that you kind of do as a labor of love, as an interest that you have.
That is correct. The pay is very minor. Just take interest in it. And
uh-huh. Do you get neighbors or people calling you wanting to know about when they might go and buy the records, when the wet time is and when the dry time is for planting or for just...
No. No, I don't mm-hmm. think so.
Is there a specific month that's wetter than others? Now, we talked about July and August. Is that typically the wet? Are they the wettest months of the year?
Not really. They usually are the driest. Our mm-hmm. wettest months are usually April and May and June.
Mm-hmm. Are there some interesting things about that happened along the river while you were doing this work, or anything that unusual or different that happened?
Well, we've had a number of drownings up and down the river. And, now it's the canoe trade.
Mm-hmm.
That's come into style, and it's really a good business, seem like.
Mm-hmm. In the old days, you didn't see many canoes, and didn't see many tubers or anything on the river.
No, you didn't, till about 4 or 5 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
I remember one morning I was down at the river, and there was another gentleman sitting right next to me. He was watching those canoes go down the river.
Mm-hmm.
And he says, "I just can't figure out that they all go in the same direction."
He had to sit there and think about that. He was pondering that. I hope he wasn't sitting under an apple tree. Maybe an apple would drop on his head and it would come to him about that. Let's talk a little bit about your earlier days. Where did you go to school? Did you go to school up there at Spring?
Yes, in Guadalupe Valley
mm-hmm.
School. It was about 3 miles. We had to go on horseback. However, I didn't have a horse. I had a little mule, mm-hmm. known better in German as a Steinesel.
Yes.
And my daddy told me if it's too cold to ride that mule to school, you walk.
Mm-hmm.
Which happened quite a few times, too.
Did the mule didn't want to go out in the cold weather, or just it was too cold to ride on top of him?
Well, he didn't like water. We had several creeks to pass there. Mm-hmm. And I had, I think, about three or four girls that went the same route, but they all had horses.
Mm-hmm.
I was the only one that had a little donkey.
Mm-hmm.
And they'd usually push me in or do something to make donkey go across.
But the donkeys had a mind of their own. Huh?
Oh, yes, they did indeed.
Uh-huh. How long did you have that donkey?
Oh, I guess about 4 years till I raided a horse, and Daddy bought me a horse.
But you had to grow up into a horse.
Oh, yes.
Mules are a little cantankerous, a little hard to get to do what you want them to do, huh?
That's right. And I think that little donkey threw me off more times than you can shake a stick at. See, it was a rascal there.
I've heard stories that when it was time to go home, maybe then the donkeys would really get with the program because they knew they were going home. They're smart enough to know that, aren't they?
Oh, yes.
Who are some of the friends that you went to school with, some of the neighbors?
That was Ella Widener and Nelda Jonas. Ella Widener married Bruno Hans later on, and Nelda Jonas, Robert Snoddy. Mm-hmm. They lived here in town, of course. Robert Snoddy is dead, and so is Bruno Hans.
Mm-hmm.
But then there was a few others. There was an urban girl.
Did you have a special ritual at school? Or who was the teacher? What was the day like at school? What would they start with?
Well, it started, I guess, 9 o'clock in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
And let out about 4. I can still remember a few teachers that I had. That is Mrs. Lucarat and Albert Ra. He taught school quite a number of years up there, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
And then the last teacher that I had, I didn't go to the seventh grade, and Daddy thought that it wasn't any more use sending me there. He needed me on the farm worse than
mm-hmm.
and was Minnie Myers.
Mm-hmm.
I remember one thing, I had to stand in the corner more times than I did during the whole time I went to school.
Why was that, do you suppose?
Well, I don't know. I guess I asked for it.
You had a mind of your own, too, then, maybe. Huh? What was the, when it came time, then, Papa needed you on the place, and you came back into the, what was the, how was the ranch run? What kind of animals did you
have? We had cows
mm-hmm.
and sheep. And goats. I, after I was on my own, I had few cows and had a nice bunch of goats. Mm-hmm. They brought me in some pretty good money at that time. Of course, mohair was cheap, but by the same token, it was always a cash crop.
Yeah, that was not, you didn't have to worry about the failure on mohair. Where would you market that?
I think we took some up to Comfort. That was a mohair market up there.
Mm-hmm.
I can remember back when, I don't know just what year that was, we went up to Comfort. I rode along with Scuzzy Russ. Mm-hmm. And he'd taken his mohair up there, and I'd taken whatever I had. I think we got 18 cents for the mohair. And we came back to Bernie and stopped there for dinner and had a T-bone steak for 25 cents.
You got 18 and spent 25. You didn't make much money that day, did you? What was the community of Spring Branch like? How many people lived there? I know the Knibbe family were very prominent in that area.
Yes.
And you worked for them.
I worked for them.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, I'm still working for the family. Of course, the Knibbes are dead, and the daughter has the Mrs. Aker,
mm-hmm.
Herbert Aker, Gladys. Mm-hmm. And I still work for them, taking care of the cows on the ranch.
Mm-hmm. It's in your blood, isn't it?
I imagine.
But when you had time for relaxation, what would you do? Where would you go? What amusements did you have?
Years ago?
Yeah.
Well, we went to dances
mm-hmm.
and shows and parties and such. But the only thing I do now since the wife and I, we went bowling after I lost her. Mm. I still continue bowling. That's about my only recreation, so to say.
But bowling was big in the early days, too. Did you have a bowling alley there?
Yes, the first bowling alley was up at Twin Sisters. And it burned down, and they built up a new bowling alley close to Spring Branch. Mm-hmm. And that's still there. That's where we go bowling now.
Mm-hmm. Was that nine-pin bowling?
Nine-pin bowling is correct, yes.
Yeah, it's a little bit different than the
ten-pin.
I wanted to ask if you had any other memories of those school days. About did they have a program at the end of the school year that you had to participate in?
Yes, we did. We always had a program at the end of school.
You remember anything about any of those?
Would
that be a day for the whole family to come and watch?
That would be a day we practiced up and had a program for closing day. Mm-hmm. We'd come together and see what we could do, I guess.
Do you have to do a monologue or have to remember thing? Do a little thing from
regular
memory?
Pay.
Uh-huh. What do you remember about your parents in particular? Where did they, your mother came from New Braunfels?
Yeah, she was born, I guess about around the Waco Springs up in that area.
Mm-hmm.
And Daddy, I guess he was born where they first moved, perhaps, was Sebastian Bali, when he moved west of Spring Branch. That's where he was born, up
mm-hmm.
there.
Mm-hmm. Are there some other memories about some of the neighbors and friends that were in that area when you were growing up? Who were some of your neighbors?
Well, we our next door neighbors was Alex Elbow.
Mm-hmm.
And the Wideness. And, well, across the river, the Rusts. And around Spring Branch were the Kniebys. And the Gosses. The property that I live on now, I bought from Alvin Goss back in... see what year was it?
Was that in the 50s?
That was later in 60. I think I bought that in 67 and I sold out over at the old place. Mm-hmm. I bought some property there.
What about the coming of Canyon Dam? How did that affect you? What did the people in that in your neighborhood think about the idea of that of the dam?
Well, I really never heard any comment about it, but I guess they thought it was really something. Get that dam in there.
Some people have said that some of the old timers up in that area thought it'll never hold water. Did you ever hear that?
Oh yes, I've heard that. Well, it just seemed like it's holding pretty good
up to now anyway.
Yeah.
Are there some what about when you would go to town to do your shopping and so forth? Now, you know, today we think nothing of getting in the car driving 20-30 miles. In your growing up years, when you went to town, it was for a special event, I would imagine. Would you come to New Braunfels or come
New Braunfels, yes. Uh-huh. Yeah, when we went to town, we went to New Braunfels. That was our closest.
How long did it take you to get into town in those early days?
Well, I never actually went. I always went by car. At that time, we had a car. I got my first car in... I think it was a Model T Ford back in 27.
I bet that was a big day.
Oh, yes, indeed.
You got rid of that mule, huh?
After I got rid of the mule.
Yeah. Where did you get the car, and what was it
I
like?
I think Gerlich down here in New Braunfels.
Uh-huh. Did you have to take driving lessons to learn how to drive it, or how?
Well, my brother had a car, and I think I got a few hints from him how to drive it. Anyways, I learned.
Mm-hmm. What about the that really gave you a little more freedom to get around a lot easier, didn't it, having that automobile?
Right.
Did all the neighbors get them too, those cars?
Oh yes, everyone had a car at that time already.
Mm-hmm. This was in the late 20s or was it
the 27s? I think my brother got his car. Oh, I guess that was about a 1918 model Ford.
Mm-hmm. Well, now, you were a very young boy during the time of World War I. Do you have any memories of that, or from your friends or your neighbors or your family about how did that affect your...
Well, family? We had to cut down. Flour was not available in all times. We had to eat cornbread.
Mm-hmm.
And otherwise, I don't know just how...
Did they begin to frown on speaking German in that area then because of the war?
Not as much, because up there it was mostly all Germans, and it just really didn't have no problem there.
We're going to take another break, and then we'll be back and continue our conversation. We have Booby Byerly with us today, and he spells his name, in case you're interested, B-I-E-E.
B-E-I-E.
B-E-I-E-R Byerly. And that's I'm thinking about the soft drink by that name. You know, you remember that?
Oh, yes. I remember that.
Did people kid you about that?
Oh, yes.
We're going to be back in a minute with Booby Byerly, and we'll continue our conversation. But first, we have these messages.